Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
I believe it.
You said it is so. Can you help me see?
You said, I believe.
You said it is so. You said, I believe. You said it is so.
God, we believe for it. It's all about believing, acting on the word of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful ones in Christ. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come believing the word of God over everything. And it's important, brothers and sisters, that you have to know. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Then I'm going to share some thoughts with you today. Yes, they kind of pertain to the lesson, but hey, I just want to flow with the Spirit of God today. Eternal Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, because your word says in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that Philippians 2 and 5 says that we can have the mind of Christ. And we learn, Father God, in your word in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ. All we have to do is claim it. Like 1 John 5 and 4 says, we're overcomer of the world. So, Father God, we have to overcome the world by the word. I thank you, Father God, that Philippians 4:13 said we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. It is no limit there. There is nothing that we can't do in Christ. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. I thank you for that. I thank you, Father God, for the knowledge to know that Galatians 5:16 says that we walk by the Spirit and not by flesh, dear Father God, that we can walk by your word, because your word says in John 6:63 that your word is spirit and is life. So I thank you for it. And I right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to bless those that are asking for prayer, those that desire to be one with you, Father God. I pray right now that you grant them their heart desire, because they too are living stones and being built up into this spiritual house on a day-to-day basis. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that 1 Corinthians 3:16 have declared and decreed that we are your temple, hallelujah, so you can live in us, hallelujah, where there is no doubt and unbelief. I thank you for it. Praise you for it. Now I ask you, Father God, to grant every listener here, everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, that you grant them whatever it is that they've asked you for. And we're going to stand with it because it's the word of God. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Before we get in really into the lesson for the week, I want to share a few things because last week we talked about trusting God means looking beyond what we can see. And let's see it at the eyes of God. And I'm telling you today that when you choose to do God's will, see it through the eyes of God. See it through the way God wants you to see it. And that's through his eyes. He have a better plan for us. Who am I talking to? He has a better plan. I know you have your agenda, and I know you're thinking this and you're thinking that. But listen, dear heart. God has a better plan. How I know? Because he fight all of your battles for you. Believe it or not, you fight all your battles on your knees, and you will win every time. That I can promise you. If you'll stay on your knees, he'll keep you on your feet. Another nugget I just want to drop on you today is Now, I want you to understand this. God assumes full responsibility for our needs when we obey him. I'm going to say that again. God assumes full responsibility for all of our needs when we obey him. How do you know you're obeying God? Because you're letting the peace of God rule your heart. You're obeying what the word says. And you're not, there's no buts, there's no if, and, or buts. It's like, this is what the word says, this is what I'm standing on. So peace with God is the fruit of oneness. Peace with God is the fruit of oneness. God acts on our behalf of those who wait for him. And there again, I said wait.
Hallelujah.
You know what? I'm not trying to make excuses. I don't know why. Right now, it doesn't matter. I know we're back on air. We got kicked off. But we bind up everything that causing hindrance to this broadcast. Everything the enemy trying to steal. Because, see, we know he has a thief. And the Bible says when you catch him, you can make him pay you. He got to pay us. Trust me, Satan is going to pay for this. Somebody needs to hear that word. And you know what? I'm going to go right back over again because I want you to know that God has your best interest. Satan don't want you to know that. Again, I think I left off at God assumed your full responsibility for our needs when we obey him. So God acts on our behalf. Those who will wait for him. That's where I was at. Wait on him. Wait. I say wait. Be like that eagle. You know what an eagle does? He has patience. And he finds the highest mountain. And he flies up there. And when he gets up there, this is when an eagle strength is being renewed. See, to somebody today, I'm speaking to you, that your strength needs to be renewed. I don't know if it's your faith or what you're thinking, but it needs to be renewed. So be like this eagle that flies to the highest mountain. And when he gets there, here's what he does. He began to pick off all the feathers, picks every one of them off. Then he takes his bill and he beat it until it fall off. I want you to see the visual here. And he waits. And he waits. And he waits patiently. As he waits, the feathers grows back. The beard grows back. And he's being renewed. And he's going to mount up with wings as an eagle. See, God wants you to mount up. He wants you to renew yourself in the word of God. It's necessary that you renew yourself in the word of God. Now, whoever that was for, God led me there with that one. And we're talking about choosing. In Deuteronomy 30 and 19, we want to continue to pray for Pastor Bill, too. She's on the road today. She's traveling, mercy her way. In the name of Jesus, we send forth ministering angels to go her way and help her in the areas that she's traveling. Hallelujah. Make the crooked way straight, Lord. I thank you for making the crooked way straight for her. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, 19th verse. And I think I'm going to read the 20th verse as well. It says, I call him to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed, that come at your seed, those that are in faith with you, not just your natural seed. Because see, the first time you see that, you're thinking about natural. That's not all what it means. Partly, not all. The most important thing, produce people you bless. But it's a whole nother subject for a whole nother time. But the seed that you planted, that becomes your seed, that they may live too. Because there are people here that you minister to, you share. You need the people to continue to live in faith. He said, thou that mayest love the Lord, thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mightest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days. Thou mightest stay with me. Thou mightest. Hallelujah. Well. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from this. I'm going to go back over the 20th verse. I do apologize. That thou mightest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mightest obey his voice, and that thou mightest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mightest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, so Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to him. The idea here, brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is, God have called you and put you on record today. You got to choose this day. You got to choose life, and you could choose death. You can choose blessings, or you can choose curse. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed. And that has like a two-fold meaning there. Yes, your family, but think about the ones that you shared the word of God with, those that you put the seed, because the seed is the word of God. Think about those, that they can choose life. See, to choose means that you have selected freely, if I must say. And why is that so important? It's because God doesn't make us. That's another thing, too. You know, God doesn't make us anything. And don't, well, the Lord, no, the Lord doesn't make you do anything. God has called us to keep his commandments. You got to bear that in mind. Moses was challenged. Israel to choose life, to obey God, and therefore continue to experience his blessings. That's what's going on here. So God doesn't force you on anyone. He let us decide whether to follow him or to reject him. This decision, however, is a life or death matter. And I like the idea here because it's like, you can get with that, or you can get with this. You can be part of life or you can be part of death. I want us to realize this. For he would like all of us to be on the basis. We must affirm and reinforce the commitment we have with him. So we that are Christians, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You got to choose that you're going to either live in the Old Testament or you're going to live in the New Testament. Ephesians 2, I'm going to read to you. Well, actually, Ephesians 2 and 2, because I want you to see there's a difference between the covenant. You got the old covenant. Oh, wow. Isn't this something? Wow. I believe it.